The newly formed California-Palestine Solidarity Coalition is blasting what it calls misleading measures in the state legislature. The coalition of civil rights groups, students, unions, and other activists held a news conference outside the state capitol in Sacramento. Omar Altamimi is with the Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE for short.
As we've seen protests erupt over the past 7 months on college campuses, we've seen a almost militarized approach from colleges and campuses towards these students to silence them.
One of the bills the activists are concerned about is Senate Bill 1287 by Democratic Senator Stephen Glaser of Contra Costa. It's aimed at protecting college and university students from harassment, violence, and discrimination. The Assembly Judiciary Committee's analysis of the measure says the bill is phrased in neutral language, but clearly responds to a specific development, namely campus protests against Israel's actions in Gaza.
The actions of universities in this bill in particular encroach on constitutionally protected rights of our students, and it's a clear infringement on sacred First Amendment rights. Universities have always been the leading platform of dissent, free speech, and impactful protests. The ethnic studies curriculum was born out of encampments at San Francisco State and UC Berkeley. We have the civil rights and labor movements that were a cornerstone almost, or used universities as cornerstones to get out their message.
Jonah Gottlieb also opposes SB 1287. He graduated from UC Berkeley last month.
Where I found the most safety and community as a Jewish student at UC Berkeley was at our Free Palestine encampment on the Mario Savio steps at Sproul Plaza.
Gottlieb says Glaser's bill would chill campus free speech and even incite more anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. He says the student encampment at Berkeley showed a better way.
The community that we built in the encampment was one of solidarity, of learning, and open-mindedness, where we openly disagreed and talked about what a future liberated Palestine can and will look like. And we did that not by suppressing free speech and disagreement, but by welcoming it. We worked together, we collaborated, we built a beautiful community at UC Berkeley that is a microcosm of what I believe can and will be the future, both in the East Bay, where the Ark encampment was, but also in a free Palestine.
Irish Rosenblum Sellers is a graduate student worker at UC Berkeley and a member of United Auto Workers Local 4811. She says the right to free speech on college campuses was won decades ago by students protesting the Vietnam War.
That successful fight led to successful protest movements against South African apartheid and later protests against the Gulf War and wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and now the genocidal war in Gaza. Though members of the legislature may support the current war, they cannot take the steps of passing SB 1287 and SB 1277, criminalizing campus protests and indoctrinating students into supporting the war.
That second bill Rosenblum mentioned, SB 1277, is a measure by Democratic Senator Henry Stern of Los Angeles. The bill sets up a body called the California Teachers Collaborative for Holocaust and Genocide Education to be in charge of developing materials and teacher training on Holocaust and genocide in public schools. Critics say that collaborative has strong ties to pro-Israel groups, and they say the bill would freeze Palestinian perspectives out of the curriculum. Cassandra Kachakji is with the nonprofit Arab Resource and Organizing Center.
These bills undo the good work of teachers who have been working alongside one another to educate about relationships between anti-Semitism, anti-blackness, anti-racism, and Islamophobia. We stand united in rejecting these disingenuous attempts to gut our children's education and target Palestinian solidarity.
SB 1277 is awaiting action in the Assembly Appropriations Committee. Senator Glaser's 1287 is scheduled for a hearing in the Judiciary Committee on Tuesday, July 2nd. Meanwhile, Altamimi of CARE says the groups will continue to working to either block the two bills or, at least, to reduce the harm through amendments.
We all hope to change the world for the better by ensuring that our students continue to have this right to speak freely.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.